Well, we'd like to invite Earl Scruggs back out for the last part of the show here. Make him welcome Earl Scruggs. And thank you, folks. I guess... And I understand this is the first tune that Earl recorded with as a bluegrass boy. And it, there's a line in this song, the bluegrass boys are never late. And, and you know, that's what we learned. Never be late. And,
He's on his way.
Huh?
He's on his way. Let me tell him another story while he's coming.
You gotta have him, ain't
we? Earl will be out here in just a second, but I've got a story for y'all. You know, when somebody left Bill Monroe's band, a lot of times he wouldn't speak to him for several years.
Yeah.
Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs was no exception to that rule. But they finally got everything squared away, and in the end, they were friends. But one time when I was playing with Bill, this was in the mid-'80s, we were booked in a theme park up in Camden, West Virginia. And when we got there, they had a clown emceeing for us. He had a big orange hairdo and a big red nose and his clown suit on, and we did our first set. And I walked backstage, and Bill Monroe and this clown was face to face, and the clown said to Bill, he said, "Mr. Monroe, that is the best show I have ever seen in my life." He said, "I could close my eyes and just almost tear Flatten Scruggs." I believe this song might have been recorded about September 1946 in Chicago. Heavy traffic ahead. It was written up there in Sparta, Tennessee, at Lester Flatt's hometown, and Bill Monroe said there was a sign on the side of the road that said heavy traffic ahead, and there wasn't a car in sight.
Hang on a minute. Let me get this down here. Okay. One more time.